Welcome to the weekly podcast for HarpingOnRugby.net, where we keep the Leinster and Ireland rugby chat going online 24/7. There's no open side topic this week, well, at least not one that I'll read out here on the podcast. But if you look on the Harping on Rugby Facebook page timeline, about 9 a.m. on Thursday, you'll see a guest post by Munster and England fan Darren Bayliss. The post came from a Twitter thread where he suggested that perhaps Brian O'Driscoll should no longer be Ireland captain. So I asked him to make his argument properly by means of a post, and fair play to him, he did just that. I posted it, and as you can see, there were over 50 comments in reply, not all of them flattering. But although I was playing the role of mediator in the thread itself, I suppose I should really put forward my own opinion, so here it is. Back in July 2008, I didn't have this rugby site yet, but I still wrote a piece for my general blog, which I titled, How Will Bod Be Remembered? I'll leave a link in the comments section of the audioboo page if you want to read it. You see, at the time, I felt he was struggling to find his best form after a series of injuries, and in the post, I argued that his spot on the Lions squad the following summer was by no means assured. What he needed over the 2008-2009 campaign, I reckon, was a series of headline-grabbing displays as well as some silverware for his team. I even suggested the burden of captaincy be taken off him so he could focus on his game. Well, he held on to the Irish captain's role, but he handed his Leinster one over to Leo Cullen, and we all know what happened that season, right? Not only did Leinster win their first Heineken Cup, largely thanks to the contributions of Bod, remember that try against Wasps? But he wasn't just Ireland's Grand Slam captain, he led Ireland to the Grand Slam. You remove his contribution, there is no Grand Slam, and that simply cannot be debated, at least not seriously. Which brings me to the crux of my argument. Even if Brian O'Driscoll is the captain of the team today purely because he was the first man to lead Ireland to a Grand Slam since Jackie Kyle 51 years before, is that really so ridiculous? And is it any more ridiculous than, say, England winning the World Cup and later making their cup-winning captain their head coach, a job he never previously had before? I'm not so sure. But anyway, again, I say fair play to Darren for putting forward the argument, and although some seem to think it shouldn't have been posted, I will always be willing to let people kickstart a discussion on the site, even if their views don't match those of Leinster and Ireland fans, because for me anyway, once it stays civil, the banter is part of what makes the game of rugby union so great. So there, okay? Now, in other news, on the halftime quiz, don't forget to have a go at question 13, which should be posted around 3:20 p.m. on Saturday. It's the final round of the DumpTackle.com League, and although the playoff spots are decided in the Twitter division, over on the Facebook side, any of the 13 players on the table can finish in the top two slots, so it's all to play for. Tomorrow's question is also the opening round of the next game, and I'll be announcing the sponsors and the prize for that later today. The quiz now has its own blog, so check the link on the main site, HarpingOnRugby.net. Now, as for routes and all, I've now revealed all six teams taking part. Again, check the website for a link. Of course, if you have any questions for the club yourself, feel free to get in touch with me or even leave a comment on the posts. Once more, I have no idea how this will go. We'll just have to take it one week at a time. But all six teams will hopefully have updates every Wednesday starting next week and on throughout the season. So I'd like to thank them all again for agreeing to take part. Now, next up, I've got my six-pack predictions. I got only one out of six last week after being perfect the week before. But anyway, here you go. Here they are. I'm going this week for Australia, Ireland, and in the top 14, which starts this weekend, I'm going for Toulouse, Racing Metro, Stade Francais, and Castres. Okay, so they're my six predictions. On the social media follower front, had a bumper week, a record increase for 1 week, up 99 since last Friday, so with a total now of 2,417, so welcome to all the newbies. And that's about it for this week. Enjoy your rugby wherever you are this weekend, and as always, be sure to stay in touch, never pause, and always engage. Come on the Leinster, and come on the Ireland.